Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check looks at efforts to help workers in the visitor industry find jobs that aren't so tied to tourism. Reporter Brittany Light joins us today. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, Catherine.
So today we're talking about, what, a permanent job corps?
Yes. So the state lawmakers are considering some legislation that would create a permanent state job corps. And the goal would be to address unemployment stemming from the coronavirus, the pandemic, and also just to support a more diversified economy that's not so tied to tourism, which, you know, can fluctuate, as we've seen last year in particular. So the program would be open to residents, and it would try to gear them up with skills in for jobs in conservation, and agriculture, but also technology, green energy. So the idea is to kind of help build up these new career paths and also get a labor force that has the skills to take these jobs.
So they rolled this out, and how did we do?
Yeah, so this is the idea to do this on a permanent basis, and it comes from a little experiment that we had this past year. In late 2020, the state funneled about $8 million in federal CARES Act funds toward creating a temporary program like this. And so hundreds and hundreds of folks were able to get full or part-time employment at local businesses and nonprofits in these fields, conservation, agriculture, technology, green energy. And they were making salaries of about $13 to $18 an hour. They were getting health benefits. And so, again, this was all funded with federal CARES Act money. It lasted about 3 months for folks, and then the CARES Act money, you know, dried up. But what we're seeing is that more than half of the participants in this program were able to secure long-term employment. So that's a really good sign. It shows that this money, you know, didn't just help pull people out of unemployment temporarily, but really for the long term.
So the salaries that they were getting, kind of comparable to what you would make in the tourism industry?
I think it depends. But, you know, in some cases, for some people, the salaries were on the lower end of things. But again, this program was almost, you know, think of it as an internship. You're getting on-the-job training, mentorship. So these are kind of, you know, beginning career jobs where you're just starting out. So I think that the wages that folks made during this program really were comparable to that. The idea is to kind of get these skills, get the hands-on training, the experience, the networking, and then build your way up to a higher paying career in these fields.
And these jobs were tied to our environmental goals, right? To go green in a lot of areas.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of interest in, you know, developing the workforce that we're going to need in Hawaii to achieve some of our environmental goals. I think everybody's heard we have a goal to, you know, move to a zero emissions clean economy by 2045. And there's a goal to move to renewable electric energy, to replace all of our cesspools. I think that one is by 2050. So these are big, big goals. And it's going to require, you know, a workforce that can help us get there.
And, you know, I know that there's been lots of discussion, particularly with the conversion of the septic tanks, of the cesspools to septic tanks or some other cleaner, greener system. And people don't realize you have to build a workforce in order to accomplish those goals.
Exactly. So I think what will be interesting to see is now that tourism is slowly but surely coming back and hotels are rehiring, restaurants are ramping up, it'll be interesting to see if these folks who participated in this sort of pilot project, if they go back to tourism, you know, where you're making tips oftentimes and where, you know, there's a lot of money to be had there. Of course, when this program was happening, tourism wasn't really an option. But when it becomes an option again, it will be interesting to see if people pivot back or if they continue to forge ahead with a new career path that in many ways is more sustainable.
And how's the bill doing in this legislative session?
Well, it's still alive, so we'll see. What I understand is that there's a lot of support to create a program like this, to create the structure. But there's a lot of questions about how it will be funded, how much money, you know, it requires to really make a difference, and just where that money is going to come from. I think, you know, a lot of economists would tell you that the pilot program that the state had with the CARES Act money, you know, that was a great use of public money. But again, you know, it took a lot of money. So that was $8 million. I mean, does the state have millions of dollars to put into this right now? I don't know.
All right.
So,
well, thank you so much, Brittany. We'll be watching to see where the bill goes. That was a reporter, Brittany Light, with today's reality check. You can read her story at civilbeat.org.